Unit 6. Complimenting colleagues. It's called positive reinforcement in English. When someone does a good job on a task or project at work and they are praised for it, the person is motivated to continue doing high-quality work. Moving up the corporate ladder in American companies is primarily based on this system of rewards for good work. The person who stands out by working the hardest and producing the best results gets promoted the fastest and ultimately gets the highest salary. Thus, individuality, creativity, and innovation are fostered. This is fairly different from the way most Japanese companies work. Promotions are mainly based on the number of years worked at the company, and salary raises are generally given to all employees according to a fixed schedule. Furthermore, there is the Japanese corporate group or team way of thinking, which may discourage any one worker from standing out in the crowd. One might think that Americans wouldn't want to compliment each other at work because there is so much competition among employees. There certainly can be a lot of competition, especially in fields like law, advertising, finance, and even in medical, academic, and high-tech research. But most talented workers in the West see competition as a good thing. Watching someone else achieve success can make us work even harder to achieve our own success. And although jealous feelings may exist sometimes, generally we are able to respect our peers and congratulate them on their accomplishments. In turn, we hope to be acknowledged by our peers when we are successful. The survey results seem to support this idea, with about 86% of American men and 89% of American women saying they directly and honestly compliment their coworkers. About 10% less, or 78%, of Japanese women said they do the same, while only about 68% of Japanese men chose the direct and assertive response. Though the American men and women responded almost the same, it is interesting that the Japanese women felt more comfortable complimenting directly than the men. Perhaps this is due to the different working environments for men and women in Japan.